Prime Minister designate Saad Hariri struck back at Israel, saying that Hezbollah will be part of the new government whether Israel likes it or not. During an iftar he hosted on Wednesday, Hariri spoke of the importance of having a unity cabinet.
When Lebanon is threatened and is facing challenges, it is a time when we most need national unity. And I want to assure the Israeli enemy that Hezbollah will be in the government because the interests of the country require that we all take part in this government.
Earlier this month, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that the Lebanese government as a whole will be blamed for any attack from its territory if Hezbollah were part of the new government. But Netanyahu later downplayed prospects of a new conflict with Lebanon. These statements come as Hariri, head of the Future Movement, continued discussions on a cabinet lineup. On that issue, he said that each political party is entitled to take its own stances and submit its proposals. But the formation process is constitutionally entrusted with a PM designate who has the support of the president. Though Hariri's words state the obvious, they could also be an initiative of rapprochement with Hezbollah, which has been recognized as a key figure that can play a role in resolving the issues surrounding the formation of the next cabinet. Hariri had expressed hope that Hezbollah would convince its ally, Michel Aoun, to abandon his conditions.
Hezbollah is in a capacity to rein in Michel Aoun. If Mr. Hariri seeks a rapprochement with Hezbollah, then this means that he is moving on the right political track, because none of the political parties in Lebanon can lend a blind eye or ignore other political movements.
The Lebanese daily Al-Liwa reported that Hezbollah informed Hariri of its willingness to help remove the obstacles hindering cabinet formation, yet not through exerting pressure on Aoun. After long negotiations, the number of ministers each political camp will have in Lebanon's 30-member cabinet has been decided. 15 of the posts will go to Hariri's ruling alliance, 10 to the opposition, with the other 5 being appointed by the president. But the delay in formation of the cabinet seems to be due to squabbles over key jobs such as foreign affairs, finance, interior and telecommunications. Hariri lately met with Druze leader Walid Jumblatt, who said he shared with Hariri his opinion that there is no question about forming a national unity government in order to confront the possibility of an Israeli attack at any moment, and repeated his support for the previous cabinet arrangement. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.